Hey there, welcome to my podcast, hashtag Hustle Gently, and the first episode of the year 2020. In this episode, I'd like to share with you how to break up with a collective hypnosis of goal setting and go for good old intentions instead. And why is that? Because, you know, goals can keep you enslaved. Intentions, on the other hand, liberate you and work for you in the long term. So, let's begin. Beginning of the year can be overwhelming. There are expectations, resolutions, goals, promises, turning a new leaf and whatnot. And while all of these are absolutely brilliant, they are not very useful if we don't do the groundwork and if we don't clear and release all that is old and stagnant. Because then, and only then, can we start afresh. I stopped setting goals a long time ago, and instead I go for intentions that are based on the present time awareness and on what is available to me now, here and now. I'm a big fan of intentions because they are long-term sustainable. And this probably has something to do with the fact that I am a long-distance runner and a lover of all things long-term and long-distance. This year alone, I completed 2 marathons in the space of 6 months, most notably the Athens Authentic Marathon, the original bad boy and the hardest one of them all, the hardest one on the planet, marathon that is. So anyway, if you, like me, are a lover of all things long-term and sustainable, and if you are here for the long run, whether you are a marathon runner and finisher or not, you'll know that you can't go the distance on empty or on a cheap narrative or on some kind of high-powered motivational turbo talk, least alone on super overrated willpower. Absolutely not. What you need, though, is a quiet strength, a long-term sustainable strategy, a strategy that will help you cross the finishing line and be in the state of awareness, a state where you can celebrate, where you can be present for yourself fully. And this, my dears, is the beauty of all things long distance. You know, short, quick runs are fun and they can give you an instant high. Absolutely they can, if you are into those kind of things. Making long-term plans with only goals in mind is akin to quick runs. You get all hyped up and super ecstatic and you plan and you get mega enthusiastic. And you know, goals are the same. You invest a lot of mental energy into setting them and clinging on to them. And let's face it, oftentimes, unless they serve a higher purpose, when you achieve them, they leave you at the very best flat and at the worst exhausted. Furthermore, they can be very rigid and they can turn your initial determination into a sheer desperation. They really are clingy and oftentimes powered by some sort of external expectation of what you are supposed to achieve and how you're supposed to be, live, do. So, as you can tell, I'm not a big fan of goals. Intentions. Intentions, on the other hand, are flexible and they are, in essence, what people are trying to achieve through goals. Intentions can help you be aware of where you are and intelligently, gracefully, and gently help you navigate to where you intend to go, whilst at the same time helping you course correct in the process without any drama, without guilt, judgment, and most importantly, without you having to throw in the towel and leave your dreams and life for the next Monday, next month, next new moon, next year, etc. So, what if it's January? This collective hypnotic suggestion of new year, new me has really, over the years, brought a lot of frustration and self-criticism upon many of us. It has left a lot of people high and dry come first week of February. I know too well what it feels like setting goals and becoming enslaved by them, accomplishing them without being aware of what my heart really desired. You see, just because the energetic or planetary statements or planetary placements, a date in the calendar says it's a go, it doesn't mean that it is a go for every single human on the planet. What if it is a go when you say it's a go? So with this in mind, I'd like to invite you to promise yourself that you'll stop giving your power away. Stop repeating the very same patterns you promised yourself at the end of December or maybe the beginning of January that you will release once and for all and start afresh. Listen to yourself. Listen to your body, your mind, your heart, your body, mind, heart, know. They are a library of valuable information and codes. And you will rise and you will act when you are ready in your own time. So start by being at home with yourself first. Get to know yourself first. Knowing that time really is irrelevant when you are in your flow. And that business idea, that email, a book you've been meaning to start writing, or a pitch you need to send, will happen when you happen. So cut yourself some slack. And listen to the subtle signs your body-mind is sending you. And stay in your flow. Be with yourself. Leaving goals behind and focusing my attention on intentions, I learned the subtle art of achieving by seeing a bigger picture, by focusing on a higher purpose, by choosing the gentler way. And I'd like to invite you to consider it, as it is quite liberating. And you know what? When you are free, you can accomplish stuff with grace and ease. So let's begin. For this, you will need a notebook, a pen and paper, a laptop, or if you'd like to write in your telephone, just go ahead and do that. I have designed a set of journaling prompts, questions that will help you get an insight into your 2019. And for this, you will need a journal or a laptop or a notebook or wherever you like to write. And I have created a series of questions for you that consist of two parts. The first part is focusing on ending 2019 and all that you'd like to leave behind. And the second part is setting proper intentions that are aligned with you that you'd like to enter with and continue this 2020 and beyond. So let us start. To begin with, you'll need to find a quiet place, a place where you won't be disturbed. You may want to fix yourself a drink or put a nice music or just, you know, create an environment that is conducive to creating. So take a couple of big, soothing, deep breaths and start answering the following questions. And just to be clear, you do not need to answer them all. You may just choose to listen to them first, to think about them, meditate on them before you sit and write. Okay? So do whatever works best for you. So think about this. What brought you the most joy in the last year? What was your biggest breakthrough in the last year? What are you most proud of yourself about in 2019? What was the most important, the wisest, if you like, or the most inspired decision you made in 2019? What was the biggest lesson you learned in the last year? What insight did you get about yourself following that lesson? What was one thing you wanted to complete in 2019 and yet you didn't? And what story did you entertain in 2019 that may have contributed to you not completed that thing? Now consider, is that story still relevant? Most importantly, is it yours? If it isn't relevant, and if it isn't yours, consider how much you could gain if you allowed yourself to let go of it. Then ask yourself, what will you no longer tolerate? What will you no longer be available for? And consider, what is one disempowering belief you are willing to let go of? You may notice that some of these questions can be triggering, and some of them may have touched you deeper than the others. And on that note, I would propose that you stay with them for a day or two, not necessarily insisting on an immediate answer. Just let them marinate, allowing the answers to them to germinate in your unconscious mind. Allow them to grow strong before you go ahead and answer them. And before you start with setting new intentions and answering a new set of questions, I'd like to invite you to do something that can help you get into a peak state. dance, move, sing, go for a walk if that is available to you. Basically, anything that takes your fancy. And why is this important? There are many reasons, but one, probably the most important one, is that you want to break the neurological connections between what you're leaving behind and what you are stepping into. Because your mind can want something, but if your body is stuck in the old energy, nothing much can happen, right? So here is to a clean, fresh slate. Let's move on to rewriting your story. Let's start with some wise journaling prompts that can see you feeling freer, wiser, lighter, and heading into the right direction. So let's begin with meaningful and aligned intentions that can see you fly through 2020 and beyond. So with a hand on your heart, I'd like to invite you to ask yourself what you truly desire. And while you are entertaining this thought, feel free to take a few deep, long breaths in and out. And begin by asking yourself, what do you want to feel more of in 2020? What experiences would you like to have in 2020? How would you like to feel, and how would you like to show up for yourself, for your loved ones, for your clients, for your business? How are you showing up for life? Now, go ahead and see yourself this time next year. 2021, January. How are you different? Who have you become in the past year? What was that one thing you did that turned out the most relevant and the most important thing? Was it a phone call, a decision you made? Was it a no you said to somebody? Or was it a yes you said to yourself and somebody? What was the biggest difference that made the difference? What is the state of your body in January 2021? What new activities did you incorporate into your lifestyle? How do you sleep as a result? And how do you wake up as a result? What is the dominant emotion you are waking up with and you are going to bed with? And how does that emotion, or a series of emotions for that matter, influence your whole well-being? How do they affect your work, your moods, your behaviors? How has this new lifestyle brought different and new opportunities into your lives? How does it feel being you? Living an aligned, intentional life, being in integrity, being fully you. How do you use your time? Who do you surround yourself with? Who do you spend your time with? And who is in your circle now? It's January 2021. And as a result of the changes you've made, the decisions you've made, the new lifestyle changes you've incorporated into your life, how has your financial situation improved as a result of those changes? How does it feel being abundantly affluent? How does that feel? How does it feel that, you know, whatever you need is available to you because you know where to tap? You know how to gracefully achieve. So go ahead and feel all the feelings of that you from January 2021. Breathe them in. Lock them in. Live, be, do, have all that you from January 2021 is offering. How do you show up? How do you breathe? How do you move? How do you talk when you know that you live out of alignment every single day? Notice what brings you the most joy and fun when you are fully you, when you act in an aligned and congruent way. Breathe that in and lock it in. What does it feel like to live the highest expression of your soul? What is now available to you? And what do you do with that is now available to you? If you could describe yourself in one word, what would that word be? And what is your mantra, a powerful, inspiring phrase that has made all the difference and that has served as a reminder throughout the year of who you are and what you are about? I'll share mine. Mine is, I accomplish everything my heart desires when I hustle gently. Feel free to use this one or coin a new one that is only yours and aligned with who you are. With this in mind, I wish you a year of gentle growth and a year of plenty of you in it. And until next time, Change daily, transform often, and remember to hustle gently and grow wealthy in all ways, always. Hustle gently. Love you.